Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, some people have an attitude when it comes to spending that they spend less every month than they earn. And if you've spent your life spending less every month than you earn, you've probably got a decent little savings account. Some people, of course, are in a position where they can't save for a host of different reasons and they spend everything they have. Very often it's because they need to. They just need to spend all the money that they earn. Others, of course, have lots of money and spend it all because they thoroughly enjoy spending it and they don't put anything away for a rainy day. And of course, there are others who spend everything they have plus more, much, much more, and they run themselves into serious, serious debt. Now, younger people, apparently, a lot of these social media types, are doing what's called loud budgeting, and that is being proud to be a saver. It used to be when I was young, or indeed maybe even 10 years ago, younger people would have been a bit flash. They would be spending everything they had. But not these youngsters. And they're led by Gianna Christie, who's an influencer. And her approach is, I think, heartening.
I've seen everyone talking about how they're doing loud budgeting for 2024. So I want to participate because I need to start budgeting better. The first thing I'm doing is every paycheck, I'm taking at least 10% and putting it right away into my investing account. I'm also taking another 10% and putting that aside for savings for like an emergency. I already have an emergency savings, but just in case something else comes up, like a medical bill or whatever, I have terrible health insurance, so you never know. Next is meal planning and prepping. A lot of times since I live by myself, I would just go buy food, but I waste so much money doing that. So now I'm only going out to eat if it's like to be social and hang out with friends, not just because I'm too lazy to make food. Next is no impulse shopping. If I want something, I have to write it down on my phone and then I need to wait at least a month to buy it to make sure I don't buy something that I don't really care about. Number five is incorporating more free activities like doing movie night with friends at the house with Netflix, going on a walk in the park, just stuff like that to save money.
So there you go. That's her TikTok presentation, Gianna Christie. Now, those running cinemas or restaurants mightn't be too happy. People who are providing a service in a clothes shop mightn't be too happy if this is the attitude from young people, that they're forever being frugal and they're saving. I like the idea, however, of her saying that she's not going to eat out all the time, that she prepare her own food. For example, I see people on the train, in work, wherever I happen to be, who are, you know, buying sandwiches or who are buying drinks or who are, you know, I can understand someone getting a refreshing coffee. That's fine. That's natural. But I'm talking about people who would be going to work today and spending maybe a tenner on a lunch that they could have made at home for £2. It doesn't seem like a sensible approach if you're trying to make ends meet. Let me speak to Kim about this. Morning, Kim.
Hello there. Oh, Frank, you sounded just like my mother there. The way you said buying a sandwich as if you were buying crack cocaine. Yes, I get it. And I know you're right. I know you're right. And I know Gianna is right as well. But I just can't do it. Like, there are times I'll go, you know, I used to go, right, I will, you know, buy, you know, I'll make sandwiches at home. I get to about day two and I just think life in an office is so boring that, you know, your only out is really to go out and buy a sandwich. Why would you deny yourself that small privilege? I wish I could be like these TikTokers. I really do. They are amazing, but it's just not me. Whenever I was their age, I was spending every penny I had on Mainly clothes, really, I think. Clothes and going out and magazines and, I don't know, holidays and all sorts of nonsense. And I didn't save one penny. This girl says she's got an investing account and an emergency savings account. Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Impressive, but yeah. Sensible. This young woman sounds very sensible to me. She does, in fairness, she reminds me a wee bit of myself. I was like that. I would say I have never spent more in a month than I've earned ever from I was 17.
Really?
Yeah, that's just been the way I've gone through life. Now, some people say you're tight, and I don't believe it is tight. I think it's structured. I think it's called having a financial structure to your system.
Like that.
Yeah, but some people are like that. Some people aren't. And the other thing is, the youngsters of today aren't prepared to spend money hand over fist on alcohol the way that our generation were.
No.
Because alcohol is incredibly expensive out and about now.
They're so sensible, really. I mean, you're talking to somebody whose phone constantly beeps to tell them that they're overdrawn. It's just, honestly, I just can't. I mean, I've tried so many times to sit down and take control of my bank account, and I find these direct debits that are going out, and I don't know what they're for. And I've got to ring my bank, and it's really embarrassing at my age, to ring my bank and say, there's a direct debit going out here for like £4.97 a month. Oh, it's been going out for 3 years. What is it?
And why would you not be across that? Why would you not know where your DDs are going?
Well, I'm not so much lazy as just fearful. Even whenever you sort of mentioned it, I just think, oh, God, I don't know. Is this something I should do? It just makes me feel really, I don't know, awkward and uncomfortable. And it's something that I just cannot get on top of. I mean, I look at these girls on TikTok and they do the envelope challenge where they get like 100 Polly Pocket envelopes and they put the numbers 1 to 100. So they've got to see if now, if you were good at maths, you would figure out how much that ended up at. But obviously, I'm not good at maths. So each day you put in either like, £1, £2, up to £100. There's no way I could do that because it would come to the end of the cycle and you'd have to put in like £90, £91, £92. That's a lot of money.
So how does it work? You put in a pound the first day, £2 the second day.
And on, so it's good, yes, and then right up to £100.
So you move from one Polly Pocket to the next one. You don't have one with one in, one with two in, one with three in.
Yeah, you have separate Polly Pockets. You have separate Polly Pockets. But I know what I'd do. I'd be enraving the Polly Pockets.
Yeah,
I would want to get
yeah, but just hold on, because I'm lost with this savings system. Do you put in a pound in a Polly Pocket, and that's the pound Polly Pocket? Then do you put in £2 in a Polly Pocket, that's the £2 Polly Pocket, £3 in the third one, that's the £3 Polly Pocket? Or do you take the pound out of the first one and put it into the second one the next day?
No, the first one. So each one is a separate. So you've got a Polly Pocket with a pound in it, one with £2 in it, and just whatever you've got. You're meant to do it with your loose change. So one day you might have £5 coins and you put that into your £5 Polly Pocket and close it, and then that's sealed forever until you get to 100. And then towards the end, you're putting in big figures, like, 100, 90.
Yeah. Gosh, but where would you get the 90 or the 100 from? If on one day you only had a fiver to put in, where are you going to get the 87 from that day?
But they're all doing it. And another thing they're doing is, I see the TikTokers, they have these sort of like photo album style things, and they withdraw their monthly expenditure in cash. So then on each envelope, they've got like transport, maybe like hair or hair and makeup, that kind of thing, clothing, eating out. And they put a certain amount of money into each Polly Pocket, and that's all they have then. So then at the end of the month, whatever's left goes into their savings account, but they only deal in cash for these sort of daily expenses.
So they're rowing against the simple way to spend by contactless.
Yes. Oh, no, because I'm constantly, I never, ever have cash on me ever, which is probably the worst thing you could ever do. I never pay anything cash. I'm constantly contactless.
I have to agree with you on that. It's easier to spend with the card, isn't it? You don't feel as if you're betraying Her Majesty. I like to hold on to her in my pocket and keep her warm.
Yeah, I mean, there's other people who are saving. I looked on Mumsnet, where, the forum for mummies, and they're on the 26th of December, they already had up their thread about saving for Christmas 2024. And they've already started. They went out and they started buying different things and putting it to the side, and savings funds had already been started. Whereas I wait until about the 19th of December, panic and whack it all on the credit card. I am a disaster.
Yeah, well, you're the third on that list where you spend more than you have and then you get yourself into debt. But that Christmassy club type attitude has existed for quite a while, but it's probably more and more important now as times are difficult and a cost of living crisis is a reality.
Yep. It is. Now, there's lots of people, like you said, who simply can't afford to save. They are just spending everything they have each month, just keeping the house warm, and that's completely understandable. You know, everything's got so expensive at the minute. But yeah, it would be great. It'd be great if this kind of thing was taught in school, wouldn't it? If there was like budgeting and things like that were taught in school, and we learned things like that Polly Pocket method. We learned to budget using cash, because, I mean, I know I certainly wasn't taught it. It'd be great if you were taught how to set up a bank account. I wasn't taught about pensions in school. I mean, I know it's something I could have learned about myself, but I just didn't. I was actually chatting to somebody about this recently, about the direct debits. One of my friends, who shall remain nameless, had a direct debit coming out of her bank account. And she eventually chased it up, and she realised that for 20 years she'd been paying radio rentals. You know, you used to be able to rent the telly. She was still doing that, right? And like 20 years later, she was still, I mean, she had paid about $4,000 or $5,000 for each of these tellies, and they didn't, well, I think they did belong to her now, because I think radio rentals had closed down at this point. You know, so there's lots of people with miscellaneous direct debits going in and out of their, you know, going out of their accounts that they really need to sort out.
That is good advice. Do a stock take on where your money is going. Do a double check, and you will find that you'll be able to save things. The other thing is, don't be afraid to cancel. If you've got something that's ongoing and you're not really using it, make the effort to cancel it, and you'll see your pot grow.
Yes, the gym. I mean, I've cancelled. Sometimes I'm really good at going to the gym, and sometimes not so much. If I haven't been to the gym in about 3 or 4 weeks, either freeze or cancel your membership, because you're not going to go back. And there's no point paying £30 to go to the gym once. You know, it's just stupid. And that was the one that just slides. And the other one is, look at your subscriptions. You know, whenever you're on TikTok shop or you're on Instagram, and you then maybe subscribe to something because you want to read a story or you want to look at something, and you've got to put in your credit card details, and it's free for the first month, but then the subscription rolls over. That, and they don't warn you, they just take it out. They warn you after they've taken it out.
Yeah, you have to keep a watchful eye on where your hard-earned money is going. Kim, we've two different approaches, but I bet you've had more fun than me, you see. You've always got a smile on your face.
Probably, but I've probably had more sleepless nights than you.
Well, that's true, and it's a very serious issue if indeed you've got proper debt, as opposed to Kim and myself talking about it quite casually. If you do have serious debt, don't be afraid to seek professional advice. But if you want to avoid getting into debt, well, then do a stock take, as I say, and maybe you'll find some areas where you can save. Kim Kelly with us here on the U105 phone-in. Very impressed by Gianna Christie and other young people who are doing what's called loud budgeting, and they're prepared to say that they are saving money.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.